everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time I saw flowers in your hair.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. Today we're connecting to our roots, and we're going to connect to a very special root, the alchemy of food, and how we can potentially enrich our conversation with Mother Nature through that which we choose to ingest with our eyes, our hands, our mouth, our nose, and our ears, and many, many other sensory experiences that we're having that we might not be fully aware that are going on. So today, the inspiration behind this segment is the dandelion, and there's a little story and lead-in to this segment that is connected to my grandma, my nonna from Italia. She had a love and maybe a little bit of an obsession. One, she really wanted to make sure that everyone's intestinal tract was working properly. So she often, not often, every time you came out of the restroom, wanted to make sure that everything was in working order. As that is a fond memory for me as a kid, because I thought it was a little odd. But at the same time, I felt her caring and her endearment for the situation, and then also I had compassion for her because I know there was a little bit of fear in those questions, but that was okay. It still made me chuckle. The one story that I have to share that I didn't get to partake in, unfortunately, because she passed fairly early on, was that she would make my papa, my father, dandelion juice by the quart, probably too much, in excess, and sometimes that happens, which is ironic because this root and flower and plant, which we'll talk about, actually helps relieve the excess. So on some accords, it is possible to experience eating in excess, especially when you're in Italy, because everything tastes so yummy. So we are going to explore how this plant can help us bring us into harmony, and to kind of point out that if it is growing in your region of the world, that this might be something you turn towards too, versus other roots that are similar in composition that are grown in other parts of the world. And this is a light that I like to shine on us all. Depending where we're from, it's really important to understand that that plant kingdom has a connection to us. In addition, your ethnic roots have a connection to a certain plant kingdom. And if you think back and reflect to the foods that you like, more than likely these are the ones that are going to bring you into harmony and balance. So it is my hope within these segments, as we explore the education and wisdom behind these foods, that you might start to attune yourself to understand what works for you. And guess what? Then that means we have no more trend dieting, that every single one of us are going to have to approach how we eat in our diet differently. And there is not one formula for everyone. It's impossible because our biologies are all different, as we are all different. So we're going to jump in and connect to the dandelion today. What we're going to do is we're going to finish listening to that song, which was by the Lumineers, Flowers in Your Hair. Have a little fun, get a little pep in your step. When we come back, we'll connect deeper to the dandelion and potentially some wishes that might be answered in the process.
When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time I saw flowers in your hair. It takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and now we demonstrated it to the cops and all the things we said. We were self-assured, 'cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored. in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes, I, be in my heart. So now I think that I could love you back, and I hope it's not too late, cause you're so attractive.
That's a fun song. Again, that's Flowers in Your Hair, the Lumineers. I love the line, it's a long road to wisdom and a short road to being ignored, or a short one to being ignored. A lot of truth in that. So we're here to talk about the alchemy of food and how we can bring more presence to what we're putting in our body and when we're putting it in our body and what that means. So this ability to adjust how we consume our food, when we consume it, is a simple, proactive way to better living, better health, mental, physical, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, all aspects of your being. We have so many facets, and there's so much complexity out there. However, we can approach food simply. So today I'm going to share a lot about the dandelion. However, what I love to do is give that knowledge, that wisdom. However, I'd like to encourage everyone not to worry about memorizing data and information. Fortunately, where we are on this epoch on planet Earth, that we have accessibility to several things. One, the World Wide Web, and we have accessibility to books. And I really recommend, if you're inspired and passionate about a topic or a subject, to start building your own library, because people don't go to libraries as much as they used to, and they're a beautiful wealth of information and a great way to engage in books. In the digital realm now, we have ebooks, so it's a little bit easier to engage in a book and decide if you want to bring it into your library and support the writers in the first impression, and then hopefully you're so inspired by the work that you'll actually purchase a physical copy. The reason I encourage physical libraries, I didn't even know I was going to be talking about this, is because it's something that you have accessible and will stay and can be passed on to others that might be in need of it. You know, this is a fun thing to do. I've had friends do it to me, give me books. I just got one last weekend. And I've done the same, pass books on, leave them on doorsteps at a hotel or on a car. Fun way to play with literature and to help preserve literature, moving it away from such a capitalist approach and really think about that these books are preservation. They give us an imprint of where we were and how we approached living on planet Earth at this moment in space. And by the way, this moment in space, we're on the new moon, Tibetan New Year, 2141 by their account, and this is the year of the wood male horse, of course. And as we move into this auspicious cycle around the sun, but also with the moons, may it be joyous, may it be revealing, and may you deepen your connection with self. So from there, let's dive in with this dandelion. Today, we are going to continue to celebrate Paul Pitchford. He's such an amazing being. As I've mentioned in the past, that I have actually two editions of this book. And if you take time to read this book from front to back, it might work. However, what I found that's worked is you go to the back and go for the information that you need to connect with. It's so full of information that it would take a long time to probably memorize it all or to fully embody it, which would be the better way to go. So this dandelion, it's also known as the lion's tooth, the priest's crown, the swine's snout, And by Latin terms, I might not do so well, but we'll try. It has a tara at the front. Tara Axum Officinale. I'm going to make an Italian accent. Tara Axum Officinale. And I apologize to all the Latin scholars out there for giving my own adaptation. This is often thought of, the dandelion, as two things. And when I was looking for some music to celebrate in this segment, I noticed that a lot of people are a little bitter about the whole metaphor between the dandelion and making a wish and it coming true. Kind of cracked me up because if we look back in the nutritional side, is dandelion has this bitter quality and it removes excess. So I think that alchemy, when you make that wish with the dandelion, as many of you might have done, and if you haven't, I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. When you make that wish, understand that you also are bringing in the alchemy of removing excess. So your heart's passion might be on love or something you want to bring in. However, the plant is saying, okay, well, they're ready for that, but they need to remove this from their body or their being or their life before that can come in. And what a beautiful way to relate to this in Chinese medicine, Eastern philosophies, Taoism, that sometimes when we want to make space for things, that we need to remove the excess. And it's not by accident, then take this a little bit further, that this plant comes up in when? The springtime, when there potentially has been stagnation, we've been a little bit slower, we've been more inward, that it helps remove that stagnation and bring back the wellness and full functionality of our liver. Because sometimes in the winter things are damp, there's a lot more mucus. You see where I'm going with this? So it's beautiful. So the next time, if you're inspired to pick up that dandelion, you might say, wow, I am actually connecting with the alchemy of bitter, removing excess, and I'm going to create space for my wish and fully surrender to what that might mean, because I may not know in my conscious mind, but my subconscious mind may have a good idea. So as we dive a little bit further, some of the facts and findings that she, me, have discovered in this moment is that, one, these roots and the leaves are cooling and assist in reducing signs of heat, again, bringing some wellness to the liver, spleen. Interesting enough, it contains a significant amount of chlorophyll, which chlorophyll is used to purify and stop spreading bacteria, fungi, and other microorganisms. It helps promote the growth of beneficial intestinal flora, which you might be used to hearing, eat yogurt after you've taken antibiotics because it'll replenish the good bacteria. So chlorophyll is found in seaweeds, micro blue-green algae, and this is where we get into where you are on the planet and what's accessible. So if you're in the middle of the mountain range in Canada and not near the water to get blue-green algae, guess what? Your chlorophyll's right there in that beautiful wish that you can make right there. So this is exciting that Mother Nature works it out that you don't have to be in that region of the world, or you don't have to import an ingredient to get it. So if you're taking a hike or a walk and you feel good about the area, that the soil's clean and the plant's clean, communicate with it, then you can consume this. You can easily add it to salads. You can eat it fresh off the stalk in the wild. And listen to your body. This is how we learn to know what we need. So this plant, flower, and root helps remove toxins. Again, the excess reduces fat, inflammation, and the heat clears the damp, so that bitterness clears and makes that space. The green that benefits the liver, there is a protein, and how we can metabolize proteins is by the vitamin A. It helps us synthesize the protein in the body. So the dandelion has this vitamin A, which can assist you. Again, this is why oftentimes we would eat a salad when we're having a meal to help with digestion. In Italy, for example, the salad oftentimes will be at the end of the meal to aid in that digestion, to help move the the food that you've just put in your body through your intestines. So if you're not big a dietary supplement person, a simple way, and I like simple, I don't really want to have to be held to any bottles of any kind, is that this is a beautiful supplement to help when you're doing renewal for your heart and your arteries. It's a blood cleanser, and again, you can get it out in the wild, eat it seasonally, and you might notice by season it's there for a reason in that season, so you may not need it all year round. You can play around with it. In addition, it's rich in silicone, helps rebuild connective tissue. It's a great morning cleanser, especially if you have that stagnation in your intestines, as my grandmother wanted to know if you had a BM, if you were flowing. This is a great way to cleanse, help those bowels move, and you don't want all that food stacked up in there. So while people don't want to talk about this, it's really important that your intestinal tract is moving, as in Ayurveda, it's all about digestion, or majority of it is about digestion and preventative care. So as we keep our intestines clean and clear, then we can stay in wellness. So if you notice that you are not flowing properly, think about how you can make some modifications in your diet, especially as you rise. In addition, in that rising sentiment, remember that you want to ease into food consumption in the morning, just like you want to ease out of food consumption. And to allow yourself to bring in maybe some teas or warm water with lemon to ease into clearing what was left over in your intestinal tract, especially if you are a late night eater, then move into your day. And you can always keep some nuts, seeds, a little fruit if you need that to balance out your blood sugar if you know that you tend to have an issue with that. But there are many ways to bring that into harmony. In addition, this is a great tea for bladder issues. This bitter flavor, as mentioned, helps reduce the damp conditions, and that heat, that bitterness in generally will help assist in wellness in the liver, spleen, pancreas, lungs, and heart. Really so wonderful. So imagine if you've had a lot of colds, flus this year, and you're starting to see dandelions pop up, which I've had a couple in my garden. I can see one right now, a beautiful yellow head, that this is a perfect time for you to connect and say, okay, I'm going to welcome this into my diet. Add a little bit to your salad, see how it goes. In addition, this is a docent that can be used in any sexually transmitted disease or immune-based disease, chronic fatigue, herpes, AIDS. There are docents that you can do to help in your wellness regime. Again, check with your doctor, but you can also test it out for yourself and see how it feels. Because the dandelion has an antiviral and antifungal property, it's proven very effective in support during cancer therapy or cancer treatment. Again, that movement of the intestinal tracts, it is a mild laxative, so you want to tune in to what your body needs, depending where you are on the spectrum of digesting your food. So what I've done today is I've included a couple articles below that where you can read quickly that are on the internet about the dandelion. If you're inspired, you can connect to their work. I always find it's really important to back check. One of the articles is from botanical.com, and they have a lot of history there, so you can get some of the story and lore around the dandelion. In addition, because I find that's a fun way to learn and retain information, the other article is from the University of Maryland Medical Center. Again, it's really important to oftentimes balance this energy between the wisdom of maybe story and lore and science, and to look at all sides. So that's why I include a couple periodicals. Now, I would love to shine a light on one in my research of the dandelion, because I've always had this resonance with it just because of my grandmother and all the dandelion juice she gave my father, is that I was reading, and the dandelion, actually the root, can enhance the flavor of chocolate and coffee. So I'm even more inspired to start playing with this a little bit in a chocolate recipe I've been working with. when I was looking at companies to celebrate, I found this great company called Dandelion Chocolate. They are located in San Francisco, and they create small batch chocolate. They take the bean to the chocolate bar, and you can look at the site link below. You can buy it online, which is fortunate. And if you're traveling through San Francisco, what a great experience. You can go there and see them and what they're doing. They started in their garage, but you're welcome to come in. You get to do three things while you're there. They say, one, taste the chocolate, talk to the maker, and eat a treat, which is beautiful. And they have tours, and they even do, they just finished up a trip about chocolate. So if you're inspired, you know, these little things that feed our soul, if you want to get some more wisdom on it, doesn't mean you have to become a chocolate maker professionally, but you might want that wisdom because it feeds your soul and you can bring that much more depth to it when you consume it, when you serve it to others, or just for your own knowledge. You never know where it might take you. So we're going to sign out today with shining a light on one more song that I found that was fun. And it's called Dandelion, because as I mentioned, most of the songs that are written out there are a little bitter about the magic of the dandelion. But now we've had that big reveal today that the dandelion creates space, removes the excess, so that your wish can come true. So think about that when you see those dandelions popping up in the springtime here on the North American hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere, not North American, Northern Hemisphere, and anywhere else you might find them around the world right now. This song is called Dandelion, Kesong Marstrand, and the album's called Hello Night. It's for kids, so maybe get your little kid hat on and think about making some wishes, removing the excess from your life when you're inspired, and connect to the dandelion. Even if you feel like it's not for you to consume, you can still enjoy it by enjoying its presence, watching its change, and seeing what it has to communicate to you. Until next time, be simply. This is she signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, a full heart, and a namaste.
Dandelion, dandelion, golden and bright, among the green and white of the clover, a shining little sun, even when the day is done or clouds pass over. When you turn to seed, will you make my wish come true? Green and white of the clover, a shining little sun, even when the day is done or clouds pass over. When you turn to seed, will you make my wish come true? Everyone must tell their hopes and dreams.